弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to our brothers and sisters。
奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考温和的人说急躁话的教训。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we study together the lessons from the meek speaking rash words。
温和的人，我们一般都会有一个印象，这样的人通常讲话都是慢慢的，很轻声细语的。
We have this common impression of the meek speaking gently and gradually or slowly.
一个温和的人通常他不是那种很急躁的人。
The meek is usually not a rash one.
如果很急躁的人通常很难是很温柔的。
If they were rash, they would not be a meek one to begin with.
那所以现在如果温和的人是讲急躁的话，这个就是不是很正常的。
Now, if a meek is speaking rash words, then this is actually not normal.
那通常我们也知道说话讲太快，通常会讲错。
We also know that when we speak rashly, we would often speak with mistakes.
所以急躁的人通常容易犯错。
And those who are rash can commit mistakes easily.
有时候我们做一个决定，做得太匆促，可能就犯错了。
Sometimes, when we make a decision too quickly, we would make a wrong one.
我想我们在生活上都会碰到这样一个经验，有些事情会让我们很后悔。
I believe we have these experiences in life where we would regret certain decisions we make too quickly.
那后悔通常都是因为我们没有想清楚，我们说早知道会这样，我就当说就慢一点再做决定。
We would feel that if we had thought about it, or if we had not made such a quick decision, it would have been better.
所以人会后悔，通常都是因为有时候事情做的决定太匆促，或者是话讲的太快了。
Regrets usually come from making decision or speaking too quickly.
那可是有时候错误一造成就没有办法挽回了。
However, when mistakes are made, they cannot be changed.
就好像你今天把这个东西打破，再重新把它修补回来，总是会有一个裂痕在那里。
Just like if you broke something today, and if you try to put it back together, there would always be cracks.
就是没有办法像完整当初完整的时候那么完美了。
It can no longer be how perfect it was.
所以当错误造成的时候，要再去修补，那其实要花更多的功夫，但是总是会留下一个痕迹。
When we try to remedy mistakes that we make, we would always have scars.
那所以我们现在要去督促我们自己，怎么样才不会做出错误的决定
？We need to watch ourselves so that we don't make any wrong mistakes.
那要不要做出错误的决定，就是我们在说话行事的时候都要谨慎。
So in order to do that, we have to be watchful of what we say and what we do.
我们通常都会追求一个属灵的美德，就是要能够成为一个温柔的人。
We pursue after the spiritual character of being meek.
因为主耶稣基督他就是温和的。
For our Lord Jesus himself is meek.
所以我们今天都来跟随主耶稣基督。
Today we are all followers of Christ.
我们听从他的教训。
We listen to his teachings.
我们看他留下的榜样。
We look at the examples he had left behind.
那我们也记得读圣经，不断的在重复他所留下的教训。
We also keep repeating after the teachings in our scripture reading.
那所以我们有一个目标，就是要成为一个温和的人。
We have this goal of becoming someone who is meek.
可是我们会发现，有时候我们虽然是温柔，可是有常常讲话的时候，我们是会讲出急躁的话。
But we find that we still sometimes speak rash words.
因为我们毕竟都还在学习，不完美。
Because we are still learning and we are still imperfect.
但是如果我们能够在读经的时候看到圣经给我们这个提醒，我们就会常常注意我们所说的话。
But if we are able to see the reminders from our Bible reading, then we will better remember the words of the Bible.
我们今天早上来看世界上最谦和的人他所犯的一个错误。
Today we will study the mistake that the most meek person in the world had made.
我们看诗篇106篇。
Let's refer to Psalm 106.
诗篇106篇。
Psalm 106.
第32节。
Verse 32.
106篇32节到33节。
Psalm 106, verse 32 to 33. 32. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses on account of them. 33. Because they rebelled against his spirit, so that he spoke rashly with his lips.
这里在讲摩西的故事。
This is the story of Moses.
他说以色列百姓在米利巴水又叫神发怒、啊、甚至摩西也受了亏损了。
This is the incident of Meribah where actually Moses made a mistake and God's glory was taken.
米利巴水这个事件、啊、就是百姓 跟摩西挑战跟他争闹。
This incident is where the people of Israel went against Moses.
那争闹就是因为他们没有水喝。
Because they were without water.
那他们就对摩西讲话很不客气。
So they were not polite in speaking to Moses.
他们其实讲了很不该讲的话。
In fact, they said something they should not have said.
他们的话让摩西也生气了。
Their words caused Moses to be angered.
那最后是说受亏损了，这受亏损了，就是摩西有一个很大很大的损失是。他没有办法想象的。
And at the end, it went well with Moses, and Moses really he actually lost something here.
这个损失是后来他后悔都来不及的。
And this loss was something he was regretful of, but could not do anything about.
因为三十三节是说，因为他们惹动他的灵了。
Verse 33 says that, for they rebelled against his spirit.
结果让摩西用嘴巴讲了急躁的话。
So Moses spoke rashly with his lips.
结果摩西就真的进不了迦南地了。
Because of this, Moses could not enter into the land of Canaan.
从诗篇里面的这句话，我们要来看民数记二十章里面所留下这个历史见解。
From this verse, we would look at what.We could learn from Numbers chapter 20.
我们现在请看民数记二十章。
Now let's refer to Numbers 20.
民数记二十章，这是以色列百姓他们在旷野基本上已经走了四十年了。
In this chapter, the people of Israel had walked for about 40 years in the wilderness.
他们在十二个探子的事件以后，他们被神处罚，就是在旷野漂流。
After the incident of the spies, they were punished by God to be in the wilderness for a period of time.
那在这旷野的过程当中，圣经没有留下很多的记录。
The Bible did not actually record what happened in details about this part of the wilderness.
到第二十章的时候，基本上他们已经经过了快要四十年了。
So when we come to chapter 20 here, it has already been about 40 years.
就是时间快要满了。
And the time is about up.
他们当时候在旷野的生活，每一天就是跟着云柱火柱这样子走了。
For these 40 years, they were following the pillar of clouds and fire.
没有什么特殊的事件留下来。
And there were not a special incidents that were recorded.
但是这些人渐渐老去。
Now these people...became older and older.
那些发怨言的一个一个倒闭在旷野了。
Those who murmured died one by one.
但是同时新的世代就每天长大了。
At the same time, the new generation grew up.
所以这个新的世代呢，他们就是在旷野里面这样子每天过一样的日子。
So the new generation also lived the same day after day.
但是他们都是按着军队的次序，有次序的这样子被训练着。
In order, they were trained.
然后他们也就这样长大起来。
And they grew up.
这是一个新的事，一个新的事，一个等于是一群新的民了。
So this was really a new people.
那到二十章的时候。
Now when we get to chapter 20.
他说正月间就是差不多第四十年的一月份的时候了。
And this is about the first month of the 40th year.
也就是说从这里 他们开始要走到摩押的平原，在那边准备就是要进迦南地。
From this point, they are entering into the plains of Moab, about to enter into the promised land.
其实从二十章到二十二章，基本上这个就是他们在旷野的最后一段旅程，从寻的旷野要走到摩押平原。
From chapter 20 until chapter 22, this is really the last part of the journey of the wilderness from Zin to Moab.
那在这一年当中以色列百姓他们经过了三次非常重大的事件。
In this year, they actually encountered three very major incidents.
他们哭了三次。
They wept three times.
每一次哭了，可能都哭了一个月。
And each time they wept for about a month.
因为他们看到了跟他们最亲密的这三个人一个一个死去了。
Because they saw how the three closest people to them die one after another.
二十章一开头是讲那个米利安他死在寻的旷野。
Chapter 20 first mentioned about the death of Miriam.
那他们那个地点就是加迪士。
And that area is called Kadesh.
那这个加迪士呢，其实就是当初他们派探子进去迦南地的时候那个地点。
And that actually is the same location when they sent the 12 spies into the land of Canaan
至少是同一个地区的。
At least in the same general area.
他们现在又绕回来了。
And now they are at the same place again.
快40年了，绕回原点。
About 40 years later, they came back to the same point.
圣经就说米利安就死了。
So then the Bible said Miriam died and was buried.
埋葬在那里了。
And she was actually buried here.
我们知道米利安是摩西的姐姐。
We know that Miriam is a sister of Moses.
米利安被称作女先知。
And she was known as the prophetess.
那米利安他怎么死的我们不知道，不过他应该年纪大了。
How she died, we don't really know, but she probably was at an advanced age.
因为在这一年，姐姐死了，哥哥死了，后来摩西也死了。
It is in the same year that the older sister and older brother of Moses passed away.
也就是说，他整个家，这三个兄弟姐妹同一年都死了。
That is to say, all three siblings died in the same year.
圣经没有说米利安死的时候百姓为他哭了多久。
The Bible did not mention how long the people wept for her death.
但是通常米利安死的时候百姓一定是爱哭的。
But for certain, the people would weep for her death.
哭多久这不是重点的。
So how long they weep for her is not really the key point.
但是米利安他也没有办法进去迦南地了。
But Miriam herself could not enter into the promised land.
我们知道米利安，他曾经救过摩西啊。
We know that Miriam saved Moses.
有人说米利安这个时候可能132岁。
And some suspected that she was probably about 132 years old at this point.
因为米利安是大姐。
Because she is the older sister of Moses.
当摩西是婴孩的时候，被放在那个箱子里面的时候啊，在河流放流的时候。
When Moses was an infant, he was put into a basket in the river.
那这个姐姐哦，就是在那个河旁边这样看着他的。
His older sister was the one who was watching over him by the river.
那这个姐姐又有那个能力去跑去跟那个法老的女儿来谈说，我帮你找一个保姆来照顾这个 baby 这样。
And she was able to go talk to the daughter of Pharaoh, saying, "I can find someone to look after him for you."
So, 显然不是那个说五六岁那个小朋友。
So, very likely, she was not just 5 or 6 years old.
因为摩西的哥哥亚伦大他三岁嘛。
And we know that Aaron was 3 years older than Moses.
那现在米利安一定比摩西比亚伦还大嘛。
And Miriam must be even older than Aaron.
所以，当一个孩子能够长大到会去想到他这个小弟的事情，然后去再跟他去这样子讲一个非常好的方法。有人说差不多十二岁左右。
So that's why some suspected that she must have been around 12 for her to be able to converse with Pharaoh's daughter with a strategy.
那反正她一定是比摩西还老嘛。
So for sure she was older than Moses.
她在这个年纪很老迈的时候，她离世了。
So at this very advanced age, she passed on.
但是我们知道米利安，他其实曾经也犯过一个很大的错误。
We also know that Miriam made a very grave mistake.
他的错误也是因为他讲话的原因。
And this mistake was also because of her words.
因为在民数记第十二章里面记载， 当时候这位姐姐怎么联络她这个大弟弟啊，来攻击这个小弟弟啊？这样。
This chapter recorded how she and Aaron, together dissented with Moses.
第十二章的第一节提到说，他们啊，这姐弟两个一起来诽谤摩西的。
Verse 1 says that these two siblings spoke against Moses.
他们诽谤摩西，是找一个理由来。
They found an excuse to speak against Moses.
但其实这个已经不是理由了。
But that was really not an excuse.
他们真正的用意，事实上，他们当时嫉妒摩西，怎么会神都跟你讲话，我们怎么不跟我们讲话
？They were really jealous that God would only speak through Moses and not through them.
因为他们其实亚伦跟米利亚也都跟神很亲近的。
Because both Aaron and Miriam were very close to God as well.
因为他们当时候跟摩西说，难道神只有跟摩西讲话，不跟我们讲话吗？
They said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has He not spoken through us also?"
这个时候，他说这句话神听见了。
And here it says that the Lord heard it.
所以其实米利安真正的内心是觉得说，奇怪了，同样家人长的孩子都是神都是跟你讲话，
so,
怎么这个什么事情都是你在做主了。
In Miriam's heart, she was thinking, "We are of the same family, and God would speak through us. And why would you be the one making all the decisions?"
到第三节的地方，特别有个注解说，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
Verse 3 has a special remark that the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth.
我们就看到这个谦和人出现，摩西。
We see the presence of this very humble man Moses.
他说比世上众人都谦卑了。
It says here that more so than all men who were on the face of the earth.
但是我们就看到，其实摩西啊，他真的是跟神最亲近的。
So we can see that actually Moses was the closest to God.
因为摩西是跟神面对会面对面讲话的人。
He was one who would speak to God face to face.
第八节，这就是神特别啊对摩西的描述。
And in verse 8, we can see the special description that God had made of Moses.
他说，我要跟他面对面说话，是明说不用谜语的。
God said, I speak with him face to face, even plainly and not in dark sayings.
那这个面对面讲话，那个希伯来文里面实际上是嘴对嘴的。
The Hebrew word for face to face is actually mouth to mouth.
就好像神直接把他的话就放在他的嘴巴里面这样子。
It's like how...
很亲密的。
God would put his words into the mouth of Moses. It's actually a very intimate thing.
他要提出的是神跟摩西跟神是到底有多亲密。
And what it is used to describe is how close Moses is with God.
神如果要跟先知讲话，有时候借着异梦，或者又借着异象，有时候是把一些他讲的话感动他，让他讲出来而已。
God, when he would speak with prophets, it would usually be through visions or through some spiritual movements.
那但是对摩西就不一样了。
But it was different with Moses.
所以摩西跟神很亲密。
Therefore, we can see that Moses was very close with God.
所以我们看到摩西的谦和，其实不是说他这个人的个性，因为在这个家庭里面长大，有好的遗传。
When we see the description of him being very humble, it's not really about his upbringing or about his demeanor.
没有错，在一个家庭里面教育父母亲的这些遗传会有影响。
It's true that the genetics of the parents can be passed on to the kids in this regard.
但是这个已经不是个性的问题了。
But this is no longer really about the personality.
就好像我们在同一个家庭长大，兄弟姐妹之间可能个性都不一样了。
Just like even growing up in the same family, siblings can have very different personalities.
有的就很急躁，有的就很慢吞吞的。
Some would be very rush, some would be very slow.
这个就是每个人独特的地方咯。
This is what is unique about each person.
其实你看摩西他说很谦和，不是因为他的个性的问题，而是因为他跟神很亲近的结果。
Moses was very humble not because of his personality, but because of his closeness to God.
因为他跟神面对面讲话。
Because he would speak to God face to face.
所以我们就看到一个事实，就是当我们在信仰上下功夫，我们追求跟神有亲密的关系的时候。
We can see a fact here in that when we try to put effort into our cultivation and into our relationship with God.
很自然的我们发现我们的表现 就会变谦卑。
We will find that our expression would be one of humility.
我们对有些事情发生在我们眼前的时候，我们的反应不会那么直接，那么激烈。
A reaction to things that happen to us would not be one of rashness.
所以一个谦和的人，他碰到事情的时候，他会稳定，他会思想。
A meek person would usually come down and reflect when he encounters something.
所以我们说我们要活出耶稣的形象来。
So for us to really live Christ.
主耶稣也是谦卑的，他真的是神成为人，最谦卑。
And Christ himself is actually very humble, very meek. He is God himself becoming man.
如果从绝对的标准来说，主耶稣基督是最谦卑的。
If we actually look at it in the absolute sense, our Lord Jesus is truly the most humble.
但是如果纯粹从人来说，摩西就是圣经里面所讲的最谦卑的人。
But among men, according to the Bible, he is the most humble.
那所以你看这个谦卑。其实有时候我们都知道说我要谦卑 我要活出耶稣的形象我们有一个知识我们有这个目标要这样子努力、啊、
We have this knowledge and this goal of wanting to be like Christ to be a humble person
但是这个不是只是我们有一个意志的问题而已
But this is just not a matter of determination
而是我们真的要跟主耶稣基督建立这个很亲密的关系
But that we actually need to have a close relationship with Christ
所以你看我们的灵修的生活有没有扎实就会显现在我们日常生活当中跟人相处的表现。
Whether our spirituality has root is actually easily seen in our relationship with men.
所以有时候我们跟人吵架了。
When we quarrel with other people.
我们有时候总是会想说啊就是对方你脾气不好。
We often think that it is the other people, or the other side who has bad temper.
你没办法忍耐。
And that they cannot have patience.
然后这个火花哈，人跟人的火花就冒出来了哈。
And this is how sparks begin.
但同样这个时候，我们如果是一个属灵人
，But at the same time, if we were a spiritual person,
我们要想到的是，我跟神的关系到底有没有亲近？我的灵修生活到底有没有正常？
What we would think about is whether we have a good and normal relationship with God.
通常我们跟人的关系是。反映出我们跟神的关系好不好的结果。
The relationship with men is actually a reflection of our relationship with God.
所以我们看摩西当时候他的姐姐跟哥哥这样子在攻击他的时候。
We saw how when the brothers and sister of Moses attacked him.
摩西一句话都没有讲。
Moses did not even say a word.
他们跟他讲说你怎么去娶一个那个古实女子做妻子。
They said to him, how can you marry an Ethiopian woman?
不管他们所讲的是什么理由。
And it really did not matter what excuse they made up.
这个结婚这个已经是很久以前的事情四十年前的事。
And this actually was
至少、啊
something that happened at least 40 years.
他们现在把那个过去的事情搬出来讲啊。
Now they brought up something that happened in the past.
因为他不好意思直接说看你不顺眼，怎么神都跟你讲话
？They could not just say, "Well, we don't really like how God speaks to you."
他内心的那种嫉妒的心，没办法直接这样表明的。不好意思啊。
Jealousy in their heart is actually something they would feel ashamed to expose.
总是要去搬一个理由来做借口啊。
So they have to find an excuse.
所以这个时候，面对这个米利安跟亚伦所讲的这些事实，摩西一句话都没有说。
But towards what they brought up, Moses did not say a thing.
反倒是神帮他讲话了。
Instead, it was God who spoke on his behalf.
所以我们就看到一个谦卑的人，他面对别人攻击的时候，他就是可以沉得住气。
So we can see that a meek person would be able to really keep calm when he's being attacked.
啊，结果米利安他讲了这些话之后，他有得到好处吗
？Did Miriam benefit from what she said?
没有。
No.
她反而真的是被神骂了。
She was reprimanded by God.
神把他们三个通通叫到会幕门口去了。
God called all three of them to come out.
神跟他们说。
And God said to them.
你们对我们看第五节哈。
Let's read verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
不是第八节，对不起，第八节。
Verse 8.
他说：“你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为什么不惧怕呢？”第八节后面。
They said, "Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?"
意思是说， 神已经判定说你们是在毁谤摩西的。
Which is to say that God think that they spoke against his servant.
那你怎么不害怕呢？
They said, were you not afraid?
第十九节，神就向他们二人发怒而去了。
And verse 9 says, the anger of the Lord was aroused against them, and he departed.
所以米利安他惹动神的怒气。
So Miriam really caused God to be angry.
结果，他长大麻风。
And what happened was she was contracted with leprosy.
她被送到营外去了，关了七天。
And she was being put outside of the camp for 7 days.
我们就看到这个米利安，他最后因为他这些话也受亏损。
So we could see how she also lost because of what she said.
我们知道，在探子的事件，被神说不可以进迦南地的，是当初20岁以上被数过的男丁。
We know that in the incidents of the 12 spies, it was those men who were above the age of 20 who could not enter into the promised land.
神只有讲说男丁哦，被数过二十岁以上的男丁啊。
God only said men who were above 20.
但是这妇女孩子没有包括在内的。
Women and children were not included.
那本来米利安是可以很有机会进去的，不是吗？
So originally, Miriam was able to enter into the promised land.
在这个事情上，米利安他自己受亏损了。
But in this matter, she really had lost something very valuable.
她惹神生气了。
She caused God to be angry.
就是因为她这个话，她自己没办法控制嘴巴。
She could not control her mouth in this matter.
所以你看，第四十年那一年，米利安第一夜的时候就死。
And so at the beginning of the 40th year, she passed away.
好，那我们现在看回民数记第二十章。
Now let's turn back to Numbers 20.
我们要留意的是说，有时候我们讲一些话，可能我们只是一个什么其他的动机，但是讲出来的话，神都听见的。
What we need to pay attention to is we may think that we're just saying something, but God listens to everything we say.
这急躁的话当中，可能是包括去毁谤人的话。
These rash words may include words that we speak against others.
现在看回来二十章的第三节。
Let's turn back to Numbers 20, verse 3.
现在以色列百姓没有水喝了。
Now the people were without water to drink.
他们就跟摩西争闹。
So they contended with Moses.
然后他们所讲的话，从第三节一直讲到第五节。
What they said is recorded in verse 3-5.
他就说哦，都恨不得我们跟这已经死去的弟兄们同死啊。
They said, if only we had died when our brethren died before the Lord.
那被神击杀的那些人是，就是可拉党叛变的时候被地吞下去那些人呢、
啊、？The people who were struck by God were the people who belonged to Korah, and they actually were eaten by the ground.
因为那些说曾死在神面前的，就是在可拉党叛变的时候，地开口吞下去的那些人跟250个首领。
And so these were really the people.Who died because of the Korah incident with 250 leaders who were swallowed up by the ground. They die immediately. Sometimes we may think that it's better to just die early and quick.
So, 有人说那个罪犯哦，把他直接把他枪毙哦，实在太便宜他了。
That's why some people even say that for the criminals to die with a gunshot, or it's actually really too easy of a death for them. Because they would not even encounter any pain.
还不懂得苦，以前就已经死了，就没有知觉了。
Before they even felt the pain, they would already pass.
但是犯罪的人他所造成的伤害，对那些活人他们是很深的那个心理的伤害是很难描述的。
But the hurt that were caused by these criminals to the living.Would be very difficult to even describe.
所以那个有时候如果人肉体受苦真的是觉得说没办法承受，想说早点死好了。
Sometimes the pain we suffer as living is so unbearable that we would rather die.
但这个时候就凸显出当时候百姓他们口渴的时候，他们觉得他们受苦没有办法忍受，他们觉得还是早点死去比较好。
The people of Israel at the time were so thirsty that they felt it would be better for them to die.
结果呢？他们就当时候把这个咽气 发在摩西身上说，哎，为什么你把我们领出来在这个旷野，要让我们死在这里啊，渴死在这里啊。
So they murmur against Moses, saying, why have you brought up the assembly of the Lord into the wilderness, and that we should die here?
那第五节就说，你们为何逼着我们出埃及啊，领我们到这个旷野来。
Verse 5, they even said, why have you made us come up out of Egypt?
这个坏地方，这个地方不好撒种，也没有无花果树，什么都没有，也没有水喝。
To bring us to this evil place is not a place of grain or figs or vines or pomegranates, nor is there any water to drink.
我们就看到说，其实他内心现在所讲的这些话，不是只是单纯因为没有水喝而已。
So from here we can see that it's not just a matter of not having water to drink.
其实当时候百姓的心里面一直觉得说，神为什么把他们带出埃及啊？
Actually, in the heart of the people, they kept wondering.Or thinking, why would God bring them out of Egypt?
因为一直想到在埃及有多好。
Thinking back, how great it was when they were in Egypt.
是没有错啊，埃及是很美的地方，没有错啊。
It's true that Egypt was a very good place.
问题是在埃及地方你是受苦的。
But in Egypt, they were also suffering.
那表示说，其实有时候我们人在罪里面呢，其实会觉得说也不错。
Sometimes when we're in sins, we also feel that it's fine.
我们有时候会想说，我如果不要信耶稣的话，我现在是外邦人，我做什么都可以，那不是很自由吗？
Some may think that if I were not a Christian, if I were like any other non-believers, I could do anything my heart desire. Wouldn't it be great?
这是我们这第二代、第三代、第四代，也就是从小出生在教会里面的青年，有时候他们提出的疑问。
This actually is a question being brought up by sometimes our second, third, or fourth generation believers.
他们就说都没有机会悔改。
They felt that there's not a chance for them to repent of any wrongdoing.
一出生就被带来教会，都没有机会自己做选择。
Because as soon as they were born, they were brought into the church, and they did not make their own decision to be here.
就不知道说其实是活在主耶稣的恩典里面的人。
They don't realize that they are living in the grace of Christ from the very beginning, and we're not grateful for that.
因为一出生的时候就已经脱离了那个罪恶的辖制了。
Because as soon as he is born.He's actually already free from the bondage of sin.
其实这个是神很大的恩典的。
This is a great grace of God.
那这个时候又看到百姓当时候他们不会感谢神。
We see here that the people of Israel were not grateful to God.
一碰到问题的时候，哎，他们就发怨言了。
When they encounter a problem, they murmured.
我们就看到说，其实，在旷野长大的那个世代哈，他们也是慢慢被训练的，也不是一开始就很好的。
We could also see that the generation that grew up in the wilderness were not good to begin with, but they were trained over time.
到了第四十年的时候，其实大部分的第一个世代都已经差不多快要死光了。
In the 40th year, the people who came out of Egypt originally were almost all gone.
现在发怨言的是这个新的世代呢。
So it is the new generation that was making this murmur.
他们还是一样效法他们以前祖先所留下的那些。
They actually mimic the bad example of their predecessors.
我们就看到说，其实人真的会受到环境的影响。
We can see that men can easily be influenced by the environment.
特别是这些年长的，他如果带头发怨言，年轻人就跟着了。
Especially when the older ones take the lead to complain, usually the younger ones would follow.
因为连第一个世代人都知道说，碰到这种没水就是。跑去找摩西，跟他发抱怨，然后等一下水就跑出来了，就有水了，没错。
If they saw the example of the first generation complaining about the lack of water, and then the water would come.
但是水是出来了，但是他们接下来就是要受处罚。
But then, actually, after the water came, they had to be punished.
这一次呢，你看摩西、亚伦哦，第六节说他们就离开会众，到会幕门口去，俯伏在神面前。
And here in verse 6 it says that Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly and fell on their faces.
现在摩西哦已经学到了。
Moses already learned.
百姓发怨言的时候，他之前哦还要去跟他们讲什么话，现在他不用，直接跑去会幕门口。
Moses would speak to them in the past, but now he would come to the door of the tabernacle of meeting.
我们看之前百姓发怨言的历史，有时候摩西就会跟他说，为什么你们要这样说呢？发怨言呢？还会跟他们对话。
You can see in the history of all the complaints of the people that Moses would say to them, why would you say this or speak this?
现在摩西一句话都没有讲，直接跑去会幕门口找神。
But now Moses did not even say something like that. He went straight to the door of the tabernacle of meeting.
结果神就跟他说了。
And God said to him.
第八节。
In verse 8.
你拿着杖去哦，和你的哥哥亚伦召集会众，在他们眼前吩咐磐石发出水来，水就从磐石流出，给会众和他们的牲畜喝。
Take the rod, you and your brother Aaron. Gather the congregation together. Speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will yield its water. You shall bring water for them out of the rock and give drink to the congregation and their animals.
第九节，于是摩西就照神所吩咐的，就从神面前取了杖去了。
Verse 9, so Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him.
现在神要摩西把在约柜前那一张那一根杖把它拿出来。
God wanted Moses to take the rod in the ark.
这因为这一根杖是放在神面前的嘛。
Because this ark was before God.
这一根杖就是亚伦发芽那根杖。
I'm sorry, this rod was actually the budded rod of Aaron.
就是上面有刻亚伦名字那一根呢。
It's the one that it has the inscription of Aaron's name.
是曾经做过记号的，让百姓服从这个权柄的那一根杖。
It is the rod that has a mark which demanded the people to submit to.
亚伦发芽杖这个事情记载在十七章。
And this incident was recorded in chapter 17, where the rod of Aaron budded.
这根杖是特别留给百姓做记号的。
And this rod was really a mark for the people.
记号就是要让他们能够懂得这个神所高立的这个权柄的人要服从了，要听了。
A sign that the people were to follow those who are set up by God as their leader.
这根杖也是在证明神是无所不能的，让死的可以活起来的。
And this rod was also to prove that God would cause the dead to become alive.
所以现在神要摩西拿这根杖出去，他说去到那个磐石那边。
Now God
吩咐磐石出水。
God told Moses to bring this rod and then go and command the rock.
然后这些水要给这些会众跟他们牲畜喝。
And this rock would yield forth water for the people and animals to drink.
所以现在在他们所扎营的地方，他是要找一块磐石。
So where they were camping, they were to find the rock.
那现在摩西亚伦就召聚会众到磐石前面来。
So Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock.
好，所以当他们被召的时候，大家一定是很期待说，好了，现在这个问题可以解决了。
The people were probably very much thinking that the problem would be solved.
这个要召聚会众，这个是要一个要去把所有人都召出来的，因为他们那个帐幕哈，召聚会众，他们可以听号声的啊。
They would listen to the trumpets when they need to gather together.
啊，所以现在大家都聚集在那个磐石面前面来。
Now they were gathered together before the rock.
现在摩西他需要照神的吩咐去做，让磐石出水。
And Moses, at this point, was to follow the command of the Lord.
好了，这个最谦和的摩西呢？
Now this is the most meek person.
他现在面临了一个很大的危机。
Facing a great crisis.
因为他现在面临了这一群会众。
Facing the people of Israel.
第十节他说：“你们这些背叛的人，听我说，我为你们使水从这磐石中流出来吗？”
Verse 10, he says, "Hear now, you rebels." Must we bring water for you out of this rock?
第十一节，摩西就举手用杖击打磐石两下，那就有许多水流出来，会众和他们的牲畜都喝了。
11. Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their animals drank.
你现在看这个圣经是这样子简单的描述啊。
The Bible described this very simply.
当时摩西他在百姓面前。
Moses was before the presence of the people.
他在磐石那里。
He was also before the rock.
他所讲的这句话。
And what he said here.
叫做急躁的话。
Was the words of rashness.
就是诗篇106篇所记的那句话。
It is what's recorded in Psalm 106.
他说你们这些背叛的人听我说。
He said, hear now you rebels.
这真的是摩西动怒了。
This is actually because of the anger of Moses.
你们这些背叛的人，这个背叛的人描述是神曾经讲过的话。
And the rebels actually are what God had said before.
在民数记第十七章哈。
In Numbers chapter 17。
民数记十七章。
Numbers 17。
第十节。
Verse 10。
这个在亚伦这根杖的事件里面，神所讲过的。
In the incident of Aaron's rod, God said this.
神对第十节说，神吩咐摩西说，去把亚伦的杖，把亚伦的杖，还放在法柜前，给这些背叛之子留作记号。这样，你就使他们向我发的怨言止息，免得他们死亡。
And the Lord said to Moses, Bring Aaron's rod back before the testimony to be kept as a sign against the rebels, that you may put their complaints away from me, lest they die.
神说这些要给这些背叛之子留作记号。
God said that this is to be kept as a sign against the rebels.
神可以这样说。
God could say this.
但是现在神要摩西去把这个杖拿出来吩咐磐石出水的时候，神并没有跟他说什么了，只是跟他说你是对磐石说话。
Now, when God asked Moses to go and bring out the rod, he did not tell Moses anything else except to speak to the rock.
也就是说，其实摩西不需要跟百姓说什么话的。
In other words, Moses did not need to say anything to the people of Israel.
因为是在他们眼前吩咐磐石出水。
Because he was to simply command the rock to you for water.
现在摩西把百姓叫到磐石面前的时候，他多说了不该说的话了。
Now Moses, after gathering the people before the rock, he said something he should not have.
神的意思是说，你直接拿着那个杖，神也没有说他要击打磐石，就是说你拿着杖，然后就叫磐石说水出来，那个水就出来了。
The will of God was for him to hold on to the rod and not to use the rod to hit the rock.
现在摩西他自己加了这些话了。
But Moses added words.
他又加了另外的动作进来了。
He also added an action.
你看他现在对这个对这些会众，看他说：“你们这些背叛的人，听我说。”
Facing the Israelites, he said, "Hear now, you rebels."
是我，其实英文是说我们的哈。我为你们使水从磐石流出来了吗？
And the English translation used the word "we," but another translation is, "Must I bring water for you?"
因为是亚伦跟摩西两个一起啊。
Now it was Moses with Aaron here.
哦，现在所以。他们兄弟两个都站在会众面前。
Now they were standing before the people.
亚伦没有讲话的。
Aaron did not say anything.
是摩西讲的话的。
It was Moses who spoke.
那现在你看，摩西讲的是说，是我为你们使水从磐石流出来吗
？So Moses said, "Must I bring water for you out of this rock?"
这个时候他说，摩西举手用杖击打磐石两下。
Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock.Twice with his rod.
这个时候，其实摩西他真的没有把神所讲的话记得很清楚。
At this point, Moses did not really remember the word of God exactly.
这也就是为什么诗篇一百零六篇特别讲说是摩西动怒。
That's why Psalm 106 described how Moses became angry.
他动怒的时候，他就把神的话就更改了。
Because of his anger, he changed.The word of God.
他没有想清楚神到底说什么，神的吩咐是什么，要怎么做。
He did not really think through what God wanted him to do.
所以我们就会看到说，哎，真的一个人动怒，一动怒以后，有时候话会讲错，一定会讲错的。
So we see that when a person is angered, it's very easy for him to speak the wrong thing.
不该说的反而说了。
And to speak that he should not speak.
神没有说要做，他自己去做了。
And would do things that God did not tell us to do.
好，现在他把磐石击打两次。
Now he struck the rock twice.
那个水就跑出来了。
And the water came forth.
那水跑出来，他说百姓跟牲畜他们就喝了。
And the water was drank by the congregation and the animals.
当下所有的会众都不知道说这到底怎么一回事的，他们只是看到水出来了。
They did not know what really happened. They only saw the water coming.
因为他们不知道神跟摩西讲什么话。
They did not know what Moses said to Moses. What God said to Moses.
只有摩西、亚伦知道神的意思是什么。
Only Moses and Aaron knew the will of God.
所以现在百姓看到水出来很高兴，喝了，他们口渴解决了。
The congregation was very happy because their thirst was quenched.
但是接下来第十二节，神马上对摩西、亚伦说话。
But in verse 12.It says, Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron.
他说，因为你们不信我，不在以色列人眼前尊我为圣，所以你们必不得领这会众进我所赐给他们的地去。
because you did not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel. Therefore, you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them.
第十三节
13.
这个水名叫米利巴水，是因以色列人向神争闹，神就在他们面前显为圣。
This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel contended with the Lord, and he was hollow among them.
神跟摩西亚伦是说你们不信我。
God said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not believe me.
摩西亚伦，摩西跟神面对面讲话，摩西怎么会不信神呢？
Moses and Aaron spoke to God face to face. Why would they not believe in God?
但是摩西所做的动作，神就跟他这样说，你不信我，你才讲这样子。
But from the action of Moses, God said that you did not believe me.
你没有在以色列眼前尊我为圣。
You did not hallow me in the eyes of the Israelites.
因为神的意思是说要吩咐磐石出水。
The will of God was for Moses to simply command the rock to you for water.
但是你现在把它变成击打磐石，你还是说还说了是我叫磐石出来给你们出水给你们喝吗？
And now you struck the rock, and you also said, "Must we bring water for you?"
那其实水是神的，是神叫它出来的。
Water came forth because God commanded so.
在神的命令底下，权柄底下，其实那个被神差遣的人，他吩咐磐石出水，水就出来。
Under the command of God, even if Moses simply did as God told him to command the rock, the water would come forth.
所以这个时候，你看神马上对摩西、亚伦做一个处罚了。
So the Lord actually punished Moses and Aaron immediately.
你们不可以领这会众进到我所赐给他们地区的。
He said, "You shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them."
这是我们看到摩西一生里面他唯一犯的错误。
This is the only mistake we see in Moses.
就是因为这个错误，他进不了应许地了。
Because of this mistake, he could not enter into the promised land.
为了这个错误，摩西跟神求。
And because of this mistake, Moses prayed to God.
他求很多次的。
He prayed many times.
生命记第一章，我们先看生命记第一章。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 1.
生命记第一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 1.
第一章，我们看从第一章一开始的时候，在讲他们的历史哈。
So from the beginning of this chapter, it talks about the history again.
那他们当时候其实，在神的眼中我们看第三章好了，直接看第三章。
好 ，So let's go to chapter 3。
我们直接看第三章第二十三节这里就好了。
Chapter 3, verse 23。
那时候我恳求神说，这时候是摩西跟神求的。
Moses said, "Then I pleaded with the Lord at that time."
第二十五节说，求你容我过去。
Verse 25, "I pray, let me cross over and see the good and."
二十六节
，Good land。Verse 26。
但神因你们的缘故向我发怒，不应允我，对我说：“罢了，你不要再向我提这事了。”
But the Lord was angry with me on your account and would not listen to me.
那这是因为从生命记开始，是摩西在回忆他过去所做的事情，跟这个新的世代人在讲历史。
In Deuteronomy, Moses reflected what had happened, and he was describing this whole process to the new generation.
他这个地方就特别提出了他被神说不可以进去迦南地的这件事情，他的反应。
He actually told them what his reaction was to God's punishment that he would not be able to enter into the promised land.
神因为你们的缘故向我发怒，不应允我，对我说你不要再讲了，这件事不要再提了。
The Lord was angry with me on your account and would not listen to me, and he said to me, "Enough of that. Speak no more to me about this matter."
不管摩西再怎么样求神，神就是不会让他进去迦南地的。
So this, regardless of how Moses prayed, God would not let him enter into the land.
我们就看到那个摩西所讲的这些急躁的话哈，你看让摩西一辈子后悔。
So the rash words that he said caused him to be regretful for the rest of his life.
让他没办法进去迦南地。
And caused him to not be able to enter into the promised land.
当然后来神给他补偿了，神亲自为他介绍这个迦南美地这个整个情况。
God later did show him the land and introduce personally.
但是你看一个他最谦和的人。
But for the most meek person,
他从头到尾一直保守都非常听神吩咐的人。
For someone who always listen to God. Otherwise.
但是最后竟在这一件事情上，他跌了一跤了。
But because of this incident, he fell.
因为他说了不该说的话。
And he spoke something that he should not have.
他做了不该做的事。
He did something that he should not have done.
他做的事是神没有吩咐做的。
And these were not what the Lord had told him to do.
他击打磐石两下。
He struck the rock twice.
这个动作，如果从属灵的观点去看它
，from the spiritual perspective，
其实它告诉我们一个道理。
It is actually telling us something.
这个磐石在哥林多前书保罗的信息里面就强调说，就是跟随百姓一路到底的那个基督。
In 1 Corinthians, from what Paul explained, this rock actually is the Christ that they follow from the very beginning.
哥林多前书第十章啊。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章直接看第四节。
Chapter 10, verse 4.
这里提到跟随他们的那个磐石就是基督。
Chapter 10, verse 4. And all drank of the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
这块磐石是基督的预表。
So this rock is actually the representation of Christ.
现在神要摩西去吩咐磐石出水。
And God wanted Moses to command the rock to Euphrates water.
来解决他们的问题。
In order to really quench their thirst.
其实我们有些困难，我们跟神求，求我们主耶稣基督一定会解决的。
When we have problems, if we pray to God, the problems would be solved.
但是现在摩西去用杖打磐石两下。
But now Moses struck the rock twice.
他这两下呢，这个我们如果把它看成，就好像因为曾经摩西用打磐石打过一次，磐石出水的。
There was
啊，那是过去发生过的历史。
There was a previous incident where Moses struck the rock and the water came forth.
但是现在摩西哦，他没有记住神说是用吩咐的，他还是沿用过去的打磐石这个方式的，因为他有过的经验呢。
But Moses did not really remember exactly what God told him this time, that he would simply command the rock.
那现在打两下。
Now he struck the rock.
如果是磐石是基督的话
，If the rock is Christ，
就好像今天我们有一个问题要解决。
It's like when we have a problem that we want to solve today.
但是我们并没有去真的求告主耶稣基督。
We don't really pray to the Lord Jesus.
我们用我们自己的方法。
We use our own method.
然后最后所做出的结果就是把耶稣打两下，就是把耶稣重钉十字架。
And at the end, we ended up hitting Christ twice, like crucifying Christ again.
那没有错，我们用自己的方式，我们甚至违背了神的命令，我们的问题也会解决。
It's true that we can use our own method to solve the problem, sometimes even at the cost of disobeying God.
因为那个磐石还是水出来了。
The water still came out of the rock.
但是摩西进不了迦南地了。
But Moses could not enter into the promised
land. 就好像我们今天为了我们的生活把这个问题解决了。
Just like today, we may be able to solve our life problems.
但是我们很可能最后是把耶稣重钉十字架的。
But it's very possible we would re-crucify our Lord Jesus.
这个方式会真的会让我们进不了迦南地，进不了天国的。
This method will cause us our heavenly kingdom.
就是说，这个是明明的在人面前羞辱耶稣了。
Because we are very blatantly shaming Christ before men.
因为神跟摩西说，你们没有在百姓面前尊我为圣。
God said to Moses and Aaron that they did not hallow God in the presence of the congregation.
也就是说，没有真的尊重神所吩咐的一切话。
In other words, they did not honor God in all that He commanded them to do.
真的带头的，真的解决问题的是这位神呢。
And it is truly God who is able to solve the problem.
所以摩西讲了这个讥诮话。
So Moses
代价太大了。
Spoke the rash words, and that was with a great cost.
后来你看亚伦也一样受亏损了。
Aaron also lost something.
亚伦也不能够进迦南地了。
He also could not enter into the promised land.
摩西也进不了了。
Moses could not enter into the promised land.
那所以呢，我们今天想想我们自己。
So today we need to think about ourselves.
我们真的要小心的我们的话语。
We have to be careful with our words.
我们要凡事懂得尊重神。
We have to honor God in everything.
有时候我们讲话太快，其实是因为我们失落信心。
Sometimes we speak too quickly because of a loss in faith.
因为我们太急躁。
We were too rushed.
我们想说没有这样，好像事情都不能解决。
We may feel that if it's not so, the problem would not be solved.
但其实主耶稣都是有办法的。
But our Lord Jesus Christ always has a way.
我们最后来看一节经节，看雅各书第三章。
Finally, let's refer to James chapter 3.
雅各书第三章。
James chapter 3.
第三章第二节。
Chapter 3 verse 2.
原来我们在许多事上都有过失，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, also able also to brittle the whole body.
让我们能够效法耶稣基督啊，成为谦和的人。
Let us all imitate Christ to become a meek one.
让我们能够记取摩西的教训。
And to remember the teachings from Moses.
能够
from Moses.
勒住我们的舌头。
To actually control our tongue.
在一个可能会让我们动怒的情况底下，要特别小心我们的话语，不要说急躁的话。
Especially in an angry situation, we have to be cautious with what we say.
我们就不会受亏损，我们必能够在神面前成为完全。
Then we would not fall short, but be perfect in the presence of God.
最后一定要领受神所应许的天国永生的救恩。
And at the end, we would be able to receive the salvation in the heavenly kingdom.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him together.
50首啊，五十 B，
50B。
哦，五十一
，51B。
Rock of ages, cleared for me.Let me hide myself in thee, let the water and the blood